Hello, I'm back. Yes, it's the Tuts Experience. It's back here on the Trending Topics Network. I am your host, Kieran Ari Tuttiot. That's where the Tuts comes from. Tuttiot, yes. Well, goodness me, guys. It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been an amazingly long time. And it's been an interesting... Well, the last time I spoke to you was on the 2nd of April, 2018. So it's almost a year ago. And my goodness me, the year has flown by. And yeah, I don't know. I'm struggling to think where I'm going to start. But yeah, I'm back, basically. And I hope you are very well indeed. This is the most important thing. You need to be well so you can listen to the show and your ears are working, which is obviously the most important thing. Otherwise, it'd be a bit difficult, wouldn't it? Yeah. So remember, you can follow the podcast at Tuts Experience on Twitter. And of course, you can like our Facebook page as well, if you wish. It's just called The Tuts Experience. So www.facebook.com/TheTutsExperience. Yeah. Or you can email us, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. Yes, it is still there. Yeah. Not being very used very much, of course. And who could blame it? I blame you because I've been very, very quiet. But I'm going to give you, obviously, guys and gals, the reason why. Yeah. Now, where do I start? Well, first things first, as many of you may know already, if you're already my friends on Facebook, I've been suffering with real mental health issues. And I'm not so sure if I talked about this on the previous episode of episode, oh, is it 67? So this is episode 68. Yeah. Yes. My previous job now, when I was the manager, supervisor, shall I say, of the Hard Interchange, which is this big bus station in Portsmouth in the south coast of the UK here in the county of Hampshire, there was so much going on in the amount of stress levels that was affecting me. Not only was I being paid less than what I was even as a bus driver, let alone being the roadworks and publicity coordinator at Blue Star, but there was no security. There was lots of antisocial behaviour in and around of the building. There was things going on inside the building which I couldn't control. And I am far from being a security guard. I am a big wuss. And I mean that. I am soft as butter. I hate confrontation. I hate arguing with people. And I just hate bad and ill feeling. And knowing that I had no security during the day. There is hundreds, if not thousands, of people using the bus station every day. I couldn't cope with it. I just could not cope with it. And it started triggering off a matter, actually, that has affected me ever since 2013, when I was working for a bus company called Velvet. And there was a small independent bus company, and I was driving a bus along the motorway, or freeway for you Americans, along the M27, we call it. So it's basically called the South Coast Highway. I don't know if anybody else in Britain has heard of that, but apparently it is. And it's only a little bit anyway between Portsmouth and Southampton. But my wheel came off on the double-decker. Yeah, and I had to struggle to... Well, one of the wheels on the decker came off, and the bus just went bang onto the floor of the tarmac, and I had to struggle to get it across into the hard shoulder, and I've never felt so scared in all my life. So basically, I got post-traumatic stress disorder, And it doesn't have to kick in straight away like that, but it develops over a number of years, and it had done. And I've been suppressing it. Dealing with that incident and getting very nervous about driving on the motorway. But this stress and anxiety incident down at the hard interchange had just triggered that off for me. So I, for the first few months in 2018, I could not drive, and all the way through 2017, I couldn't drive on the motorway at all. I was petrified. Literally, I would put my hands on the steering wheel and I would think and worry that my hands will just completely sort of like fly off the steering wheel and I'll lose control. So that obviously isn't very healthy when you're out there driving on the motorway and you've got lots of people around you and they're, and you've got their life in your hands almost, aren't you? Haven't you? If you're behind the wheel of a motorway, driving down the motorway. So just, I had to get something done. So I got counselling and it was wonderful. The iTalk service that the NHS do here in England is just fantastic. They helped me so much. Everything is back to normal now. Now I'm back at Blue Star. I'm working in the travel shop. And I'm working very regular hours, so I'm practically working a 9-to-5 job, Monday to Friday. But I do the odd Saturday, and I do a little bit of driving through the weekends sometimes when I have my weekends free. But to be honest with you, I'm thankfully just taking it easy. And I think that's what it's all about. You need to take it easy. So it's just a bit of a balance there. Which I badly needed in my life, and it's come across beautifully now. Everything's going swimmingly. I'm still not quite right though, and it's never going to be completely 100% right until I am ready to do so. But that time will come, none of my own control, but eventually I know it will happen. So, you know, there are certain situations I don't like to be in. Certain things I just don't can't do at the moment because I'm not ready to do so. One of those, sadly, at the moment is exercise. I just don't have any get up and go at the moment. I very much plateaued in my weight, so I've sort of stuck around to 18 stone 10 at the moment. And for me, quite a broad, big guy. I'm 6'3". So it's just, I don't know. It's really on my stomach, my belly, where the problem is. My legs are fine. My arms are fine. It's just my belly. I now hate it. Cannot stand it. And if I managed to get rid of that, I would be so much more happier. I could deal with all the rest. But on my stomach, it's just awful. So I do need to address it. Myself and Rob have cancelled our gym membership because we're spending over, both of us, about £70 each month for it. And we're not using it. We're not using it. When I could go out for a jog or a run locally here in my village of Funtley in Fareham, I could go out and do a walk and a run. It means no ends for me to go to a gym and do any exercise there. Plus, I mean, and it's a great atmosphere, I must admit, a Fareham Leisure Centre. They couldn't be nicer, they couldn't be any more helpful, they couldn't be any more inviting. But it's just me. I can't bring myself after work or even in the weekend to get changed and go down there and do a workout. Seeing the same people around me in their tight lycra and staring. Oh, it's just, it's not for me. And I've never, and I honestly, guys and gals, I have never been exercise mad at all. All the way through primary school and in secondary school, just never. all the way from my from the age of 4 all the way up to 16, I just am not interested at all in taking part in sports. It's just not me. So to try and lose weight is becoming a very difficult for me. So dieting is a bit difficult too, because food does make me happy. There's no denying of it, because I love cooking. I love eating. And I love drinking. drinking tea and coffee. And fizzy drinks and stuff, but I don't drink much of it. I mean, coffee is my worst bit. I don't have enough tea to worrying about that, but yeah, the nice stuff. And I'm a chocoholic, so I think it's a bit of a pain, but I do need to sort it out. But when time's ready, I will do it. Yes. So anyway, that's a bit of a synopsis of how things are going at the moment. I'm very happy other than that. Eurovision 2019 is on its way. As I'm speaking to you on Saturday afternoon, thankfully I got time and I was like, oh, I'm going to record a podcast for a change. So it's the 2nd of March 2019, Saturday afternoon. We currently have 19 entries for the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a recap of those. But tonight, on Saturday night, we're going to find out 6 songs that will be representing various countries at the Eurovision Song Contest this year. So first up, we've got Finland in UMK, and then Moldova are picking their entry tonight, and then also Iceland, Norway, and Portugal. And Sweden have got their Melody Festival and Second Chance round with the Jewels. And then tomorrow on Sunday the 3rd of March, we're going to find out the winner and the entry of Georgia and Serbia. How very exciting. Yes. So stick around here on the Tuts Experience. I'm going to basically keep you entertained for as long as I can. So sit back and relax.
You know what else you didn't realize there? You didn't even recognize the fact that Al Snow got that head out here. That head that's banned from all Walmart.
Mankind gave Al Snow head last Thursday night on SmackDown.
He did what? How dare you say that out here?
He presented him with that mannequin head last Thursday night on SmackDown.
Okay, that's right. It is a mannequin head. I forgot.
This is the end, and don't you pretend we'll work it through. How can I make it clear? I don't want you here, I'm through with you.
bit of camp pop there. One of the latest singles coming from Nikki French, who represented the UK at Eurovision 2000. That was her song, On Your Marks, Get Set, Go Away. And I love that song. It always makes me smile. I remember the old days of Stock Aitken and Waterman, classic British pop from the late 80s, early 90s. Good stuff. And then that previous clip I played just before that, from JR and King at the Survivor Series in 1999. Can you believe that? Shocking. So that's why I thought I'd put it in, because you weren't expecting it, were you? No. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you a recap of all current 19 entries that have been confirmed for the Eurovision Song Contest 2019 in Tel Aviv, Israel. Albania. Australia. Croatia. The Czech Republic. She's never home, but she plays in a band. I don't know if you understand. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend. I had a dream that you walked through the door. I can't recall her name anymore. Please believe that I'm your man. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend. Denmark. Estonia. La France. Germany. Hungary. Solo saldi, saldi. Italy. Come se avessi avuto saldi, saldi. Lasci la città ma nessuno lo sa. Ieri eri qua, ora dove sei papà? Chiedi come va, come va, come va. Sai già come va, come va, come va. Latvia. Come on, come on. Lithuania. Montenegro. Romania. Slovenia. España, Spain. And finally, the United Kingdom. Yes, that is the entries currently of Saturday afternoon. There is the Belgian entry, but I couldn't get it in the recap. Apologies. Yes, I sort all of these things out. Right, and we'll play it in full on my Eurovision Showcase show coming up this Sunday. Yes, on the 3rd. Right here on the Trending Topics Network, of course. Now, you can also listen on Podbean. On the Podbean app, and of course on Spotify now. Yes, the Eurovision Showcase is also now on Spotify. Yes, the big time is here. Oh yes, as the Churchill dog would say. Now, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play you in full the UK entry. You guys haven't heard it here on the Tuts Experience, of course, so I'm going to play it for you now. Here is Michael Rice representing the United Kingdom in Tel Aviv, Israel. And this is the song which is hopefully going to bring the Eurovision back to the United Kingdom. Here is Bigger Than Us.
Hear these words that I sing to you. I will make it clear it's me. You, we can have this love that we never lose. It's bigger than us. Take my hand and I'll lead you home. Can you understand? You will never be alone. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than you.
Bigger, 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 bigger than you and me. This kind of love is bigger than everything we see.
Rice there, Bigger Than Us for the UK 2019. Well, I have to mention and give an honourable mention to the amazing Maruv with Siren Song, as she was unceremoniously told to sign a contract in Ukraine after she won the Ukrainian national final Vibdo 2019, and basically part of the contract she had to cancel all of her tour dates, in particularly in Russia. Now, these artists in Eastern Europe, they go to different countries, and they do go to their neighbouring countries for gigs, to make money. Remember that all these musical artists need to live as well. And the Ukrainian broadcaster said they got to cancel all of Maruv's, got to cancel all of her ones in Russia. And unbelievable, really. It's shocking stuff. But Maruv's song was, I don't know. I actually quite liked it, but it's very daredevil-ish, shall I say. And it's very current. So I think you might like it. I'm hoping that you do, because I'm going to play it for you now. So this would have been Ukraine's Eurovision entry for 2019. Here is Maruv with Siren Song.
Thank you.
bank. Indeed, that is Maruv with Siren Song. Yes, it would have been the Ukrainian entry in normal circumstances, but this isn't normal. Not for Ukraine and Russia in these years of the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh dear. Now, back in 2010, Ukraine did something similar, where they actually had the winner of the Ukrainian national final, and basically they said that due to public opinion they didn't really like it, so they cancelled it and then put another song in there, and then they changed the song from a different artist, they changed the artist and then changed the song three times as well. It's ridiculous. So I'm going to play you the song that originally would have been the Ukrainian song for Eurovision in 2010.
Ти поезія душі, ти музика в мені, лінія долі. Ти грішна і свята, ти правило життя всього мого буття.
Vozel Lazavoyich with I Love You. Yeah, that was Ukraine's meant to be their entry in 2010, but it got changed. I mean, it's a shame. I actually really like that song. I know it's very cheesy, but then again, that's just me, isn't it? Oh dear. Well, that's a dish bit of how it goes, you know, sometimes. Yeah, I am very soppy. And I am guilty of that. So yes, to keep updated with what's going on in the land of the Eurovision Song Contest, head over to the Eurovision Showcase podcast, of course, where I spend every week giving you the latest news and playing you some fantastic music from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, indeedio. Yes. Well, I'm going to wrap up the Tuts experience there, guys and gals, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode and a brief sort of hello. And I'm finding out, you know, how things are going with my life. And then obviously things are going fantastically well so far. Just trundling along. I'm hardly on Facebook these days. Or if I am, it's something to do funny. But I try not to go on and look sad. Because, like, I could go on, you know, like most of us could, I'm sure. But I can't, you know, this Brexit stuff is just ruining my country and ruining our economy. And when things could be spent better on our NHS, on infrastructure, on the rail, in schools, hospitals, just the list goes on. Why? This country, I don't know, stupid. Stupid. But anyways, you know my feelings on that. So so just head over to the episode after June of 2016, then you know what I mean. So and you should be able to find it on this feed. If not, let me know and I'll send it to you. Right, well, that's it for me, Kieran Urie-Tuttius. I hope you take care of yourselves. I'm going to play us out with a comedy sketch which I know you all love at the end of the show. So I hope you enjoy yourselves. Stay safe. WrestleMania is not too far away now. We've got about a month, haven't we? We've got Fastlane coming up soon as well. Oh, dear. So I won't wrap it on about wrestling because, to be fair, the guys here on the Trending Topics Network, yeah, the wonderful Tim and TK and T-Mac, you know, oh my God, you guys at the Spanish announce table do a fantastic job. And Heavyset does with his wrestle chat. Oh my goodness me, that boy is obsessed. But Heavyset, if you are listening, Justin Summers, be ready. I am going to sort you out with your jelly babies. I haven't forgotten, my friend. I haven't forgotten. I promise you, and I'm going to get them for you. Right. So stand by. And the rest of you take care. Spike your hair. Woo woo. You know it. And arrivederci, au revoir, erfirsein, vislat, dobizenia, adios, kalinikta. And I'll see you soon. Bye. Toodaloo. That's experience. Now I've got a fantastic clip for you from the BBC's Radio 4 show Dead Ringers. You're gonna love this one. If I think Americans will be quite surprised, but it's basically a Mickey Take Impression show. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to This Week. I'm Andrew Neil. You've heard of Lord Buckethead? Well, I'm Baron Spamface. Joining me on the sofa is the inventor of cheese, a man who makes life-sized sculptures of Bryan Adams out of Twiglets, and Diane Abbott!
Andrew... Through your incredulous inflections do not work on me, for I'm currently ebullient. See before you, majestic, my trophy which I've placed between us.
The most disastrous car crash of a political interview 2017?
Yes, Andrew, yes. I have finally wrested the crown from Natalie Bennett. It is good to know that when it comes to cringing interviews that make you want to stick your fingers in your ears, we still lead the Tories.
Not so fast, Diane.
Boris Johnson, my deadly rival.
Indeed. I have just destroyed what little credibility I have on PM. With a disastrous display of fumbling, rustling of papers and humming and hawing. Clearly that trophy belongs to me.
You will not take it, Boris. I clearly had no idea about my party's policy on the police.
Well, I had no idea of my party's policy on anything.
I lost a whole decimal point.
Well, I lost my dignity, my marbles and my lunch in the reception area of Broadcasting House.
I brought shame to the door of my leader, Jeremy.
You know the name of your leader. I have no idea who mine is. Is it Dumbledore? I don't know. I'm so clueless.
I will see your wah-wah-wah and raise you a
I will see your and raise you with a
All right, Boris. I cannot compete with that claptrap. You have vanquished me.
Hurrah! Victory is mine. As is custom, I will place my bottom on the This Week sofa, where I will be asked my sage-like advice by Andrew Neil. Well, okay. Coming up in the next hour, I'll be joined by a race of cockroaches, all with Michael Gove's face on. The giggling holographic head of Quentin Letts. And Boris Johnson!